Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh, yes. Hello, agents of free.
A new year, new you, a new broom, a new put your hand in your pocket.
And watch us on Zoom, which is where we find ourselves today on Zoom.
Yeah.
Because Barry's up in his yoga retreat.
Yes.
Doing his stretches.
Yes.
And, you're doing some live nude modelling for an artist, aren't you?
I am. I've got a fella here who's it's an abstract thing he does.
Yes.
Where like paints me with a lampshade on my head and all that.
Yeah.
And the problem is I get very, very shy in these occasions.
And
my tinkle does tend to go very stubby. Like an acorn. Anyway, I said to him, would you mind exaggerating that?
Make it look a bit longer.
Anyway, at the end of this thing, I've got the lampshade on my head. It's all very arty-farty. And I get to the end of our show.
What's the theme?
It's basically about greed in the corporate world.
Yeah, it sounds like it is, actually.
Very much so. So it gets in, and I go, all greed and all noble, you know, messages aside, could you make my knob look bigger, right? And he goes, he's all arty. Yeah, whatever, man.
No problem.
I say, it's a small thing. It's a vanity thing. He says, yeah, but, man, what about the oppression of the workers? I said, it's all very well, but I don't want to look like a tiny knob, you see. So he goes, all right. So anyway, we do the drawing and all that. Anyway, I don't know whether he's trying to be funny or something. I said, I lift the lampshade. I said, can I have a look at the canvas? He said, yeah, come round and have a look. He's drawn this thing on me. It's like a massive knot. It's out of all scale.
Right, like cartoon big.
Cartoon knot. And he's almost done it like, see, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Says, what about the workers, man? What about ecology? That's the statement I'm trying to make.
You said, but now you've made my knob too big.
Too big. Anyway, go back, stick the lampshade over me. Yeah. He's whistling away, chirps in, you know.
You asked him to reduce the size of your knob.
I said, could you reduce it, you know?
Make a couple of inches off that, please.
Yeah, I didn't want specific about the size. I said, take it a little bit off. And he goes, yeah, okay, you know. Now, he's into cubism, right?
Who isn't?
Who ain't? I come out at the end of the thing. I said, lift the net. I said, wonderful look. He goes, yeah, man, come and have a look.
Yeah, whatever, man, yeah.
He's drawn like a square knob. I said, are you being stupid?
Doesn't look like that, does it?
Next time I take the lampshade, he's drawn a massive pair of tits on me. He's got blood, massive clock weights.
You're getting the message, aren't you? This bloke's going to do exactly what he wants to do.
That's what these artists do. They'll do whatever they want, you know.
They're very contrary, I find, artists. That's, you know, they really are. They really are. And also, it's very hard to please some people. You know, I went on my poetry writing retreat not long ago, up in the hills, where I can really focus and I can really concentrate on what it is I want to say.
Yes, yes. Right?
So I've sat down and the bloke running the course goes, so what is it you really want to say?
Yeah.
And I says, well, what I really want to talk about is, I didn't really know. I says, my balls probably, say something about them, and probably something about corporate greed as well, you know.
Buzzwords.
Greed. He says, okay, he says, you want to write about corporate greed? I says, yes, I do want to write about corporate greed, but I also want to write about my balls. He says, okay, fine. But corporate greed, though, he says, what specifically do you want to talk about with corporate greed? I says, well, it's all too much, isn't it? He says, yes. He says, I says, and I'd like to see an end to that, I says, but I would also like to talk about my balls as well. He says, all right, about the balls. We'll get to the balls, I says.
Yeah.
He says, why don't you just bang something out right now about corporate greed, you know, and that'll be the starting point. Okay, brilliant, I says.
Have you got it there? Says,
yeah, I've got it here.
Yeah,
I says, yeah, here we go. He goes, corporate greed. What a thing. It's got out of hand. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. People in America making as much as they want, whilst the poor people hanging around, getting crumbs from the font.
Yeah, lovely.
And there I am sitting, watching it all. And I looked between my legs, and I've only got one ball from where I'm sitting. That's certainly how it looks. But oh, look, I've lifted a cheek, and there the other one lurks.
Yeah.
It's squished together on my seat like an octopus stuck to the fish tank. I squelch it off, and I put it back. And just like some of the banks, and I sort of crowbarred the banks bit in at the end there to get back to the corporate greed, because I could sense, I could sense from the teacher that I'd gone on too much about my balls and not enough about corporate greed.
It'd be hard
to strike the balance.
What did he make of it? Did he give you a mark for it?
Well, he said he went through it. He said, corporate greed, good, good. And he says, it's just a bit top heavy with the balls, you know?
Yeah.
He says, you're going to need to take some of that out. Because it's a bit of a jarring subject to talk about corporate greed and your balls. And I don't see how the two subjects combine. I says, well, that is your narrow thinking, I'm afraid.
You
can't see the link.
Do you remember, I had a very, very similar thing. Remember that poetry course I went to at the Civic Centre in Harrow?
Yeah, I remember that.
Proper, wonderful teachers. They're beautiful, all a bit arty, clever.
Yeah.
Pillbox hat, you know, smocks, all very...
The old pads on the elbows.
Pads on the intellectual types. I was keen to show off. So there was a very broad consensus that we should talk... A poem about the transience of life, how life can pass you by. What, at my age, it's got a lot of resonance.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. And he said, what would you like to say about it? And I said, well, really, I'm very keen to talk about that. Regrets, people I've lost, my hopes, what I'd like to leave behind, my legacy in life.
Legacy,
my fears. But could I have a bit about my gooch? Because it's very itchy in the surroundings of the Civic Centre. They put the heating on too much. It'd be airless. And he said, sorry? I said, yeah, well, the transience of life.
The tragedy, the loss and the regret, yeah.
We go, regret.
Yeah, back to the earth, back to the soil, yeah.
The area between my book bag and my bum, it was so itchy and I dare say a bit greasy. He said, I'm so terribly sorry. He said, you know, you want to talk anything about what you're leaving behind, the world, the state of the world? Yes, I do. I'm just saying, my goat is very itchy. Anyway, I've got it here.
One of the issues I currently face, yeah. Right,
exactly. And I just got it here in my bag. Here. The transience of life, it is passing me by. But you've achieved a lot. I hear you cry. I've had a family. My legacy in life, two lovely children, and an all right wife. And as the dawn begins to fade and darkness all about, I sit down rather awkwardly. Oof. Christ, I didn't half shout. My gooch is sore from the heat at the civic centre. I do wish I'd bought some ointment to rub just around my centre, you know.
Yeah.
My gooch is itchy and I dare say is a bit of sweat just where the bum and the balls have met, you know. Anyway, as I say, the light is fading from my life. If only I could get, something for my gooch.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah.
And I see you've done, you know. It's lovely, the regrets. The light is fading. Beautiful imagery. It's just the business about your itchy undercarriage, weren't you?
I stated very clearly what my intentions were, you know. Exactly. It's not like I'm not trying to sell you a dummy, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, you've given me 3 out of 10. I said, oh, bollocks. I don't think it's for me, really, this
place. No, exactly. I hope you left the course.
I did. I've had that framed. You've seen it above my mantelpiece.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lovely, touching piece. And what's more, a bit later on, I went into Superdrug and managed to get some cream for the gooch.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice because what that poem has done, of course, is brought your gooch into sharp focus. And it's reminded you, as it will others,
yes,
to go get down the boots and get some stuff to put on it, you know?
Yeah. Quite right. Well, I hope
there's a number of things you can use, so it's not, we don't have to suffer in silence in that area. And yes, we've got regrets and all the fading of the light and that, but the gooch and the cream is a good social commentary, I think. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, thanks, mate. If we've gone any way to highlight the gooch, ball, the medium of art,
and that is our job. We have done our job.
In many, many ways, all right?
We've done our job.
Yeah, good. Right.
Okay, guys. Well, look, you know where we are. Yeah. www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow. Get over there. Get your hand in your pocket. New year, new you. Yeah. And We will sort you out.
If you get your hand in your pocket and can't scratch your gooch, just take some money out and buy a subscription to us on Patreon, all right?
Yeah. Can't say fair on that.
Do not suffer in silence, but do cough up, please, all right?
Yeah. Simple.
Simple, okay.
Okay, guys, all the best to you.
Next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.